SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some political observers claim that a big chunk of GOP voters will not vote for Donald Trump if he becomes the party's presidential nominee. But correspondent Jackie Quinn reports recent polling finds only a very small portion of Republicans actually feel that way.
Former President Trump celebrating three easy contest wins this past weekend.
We've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination.
But AP VoteCast surveys find there is weakness. Among those who voted for Donald Trump in 2020, about 10% say they won't do so again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Supreme Court decision could come by tomorrow. That in the case where the Mr. Trump can be kicked off the ballot in Colorado over his alleged efforts to undo the 2020 election. Mr. Trump challenging a groundbreaking decision by the Colorado Supreme Court that said he's disqualified from being president again and ineligible for that state's primary. Also at SRNnews.com, the wildfires in the Texas panhandle still chewing up huge chunks of acreage. Two people have been killed, more than 500 homes destroyed. Forest Service Operations Section Chief Mike Broad with the Texas A&M Southern Area says windy and dry weather is whipping up the largest fires right now, and it's not getting any better.
Fire activity did pick up due to the critical fire weather conditions. Most notably, we had quite a bit of activity on the southern flank of the Smokehouse Fire in the Division Delta and Gulf regions. We also had fire activity on the Windy Deuce Fire.
And this is SRN News. Well, America is becoming two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the healthcare system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
Indiana's ban on sex change operations for youngsters being allowed to take effect by a federal appeals court in Chicago. The order by a panel of justices on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals removes a preliminary injunction against the ban that a federal judge in Indiana issued in June. This is SRN News. Counties across Nevada struggling to find poll workers for the election year.
Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is proposing that the legal community be tapped to help address the problem. Aguilar wants lawyers who volunteer at the polls to be able to earn continuing education credits to fulfill annual requirements set by the State Bar of Nevada. It's a signal of how lawyers are increasingly seen as ideal candidates for stepping in as poll workers. Positions at the polls across the U.S. have grown harder to fill as once obscure county election departments have been thrust into the spotlight. John Scott reporting.
61,000 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings sold at Trader Joe's being recalled for possibly containing hard plastic. Experts say, after going through the investigative sign, that the dumplings may be contaminated with foreign materials. More details at SRNnews.com.